There's anger and dismay in Europe over the spread of Ebola beyond Africa, with four people now hospitalised in Madrid. A nurse there has tested positive for the virus, two others are being closely monitored, and another has just been given the all clear. The European Union has demanded an explanation from Spanish authorities as to how this could have happened, but at least one expert has said the world should not worry about the virus in Europe or the US, but wage war on its source in Western Africa. Europe correspondent Mary Guerin reports.
These healthcare workers are calling for accountability for what they fear is a threat to their lives, demonstrating outside the hospital where a nurse lies infected with Ebola after treating patients. They blame the health system. This nursing assistant says authorities didn't deal with the infection efficiently.
There is no mistake.
Francisco Arnalik, the head of internal medical services at the hospital, insists there's been no mistake in carrying out its systems. The treatment was carefully applied, he said. We don't know what the reason is for this infection. The EU wants answers too. It's asked Spain for an explanation, and its Health Security Commission will meet in the next day to discuss the crisis. But at least one expert says while the infection outside Africa is extremely unfortunate, it's not going to lead to a wide-scale rapid outbreak across the globe. Professor John Oxford is a leading virologist.
What it does not mean, from my interpretation, it does not mean that this virus is going to embed itself either in the United States or in Spain and start spreading. I view these as just single isolated events.
And yet the fact that procedures failed in Spain, which we consider to be a place where you wouldn't expect that to happen, how serious is that?
Well, it's not good that there's been a slip-up, but mistakes do happen, particularly in the hospital, where the patient has priority. You can imagine, you know, maybe there was vomit, maybe the patient was falling off the bed or something, and the nurse had to make a quick move, perhaps by herself, and then get this suit contaminated, and then maybe take it off herself and get herself contaminated. You know, that's the sort of scenario, something unexpected in that little clinic.
Professor Oxford says instead of panicking about Europe, the world should dramatically increase its efforts at the epicentre of the outbreak, and he uses a stark analogy.
Why don't we declare war? Why don't we declare war on this virus and really go at it? And people understand declaring war.
What do you want to see from that?
What I want to see is much more activity. I mean, we've got 3,000 American soldiers there. Maybe we need 30,000. We've got a few hundred British soldiers there. Maybe we need 5,000. Is that sort of 10 times up on everything? Maybe they've got 6 hospitals. We would need 60. If we build the infrastructure up with this declaration of war in West Africa, that will not only help stop the outbreak this year, it'll provide all the facilities that when the outbreak begins again next year, because there will be more fruit bats with the virus, they'll have an early warning because they've got all the expertise. And then they will be able to nip it in the bud right from the beginning and stop all this.
That's leading British virologist Professor John Oxford speaking to Europe correspondent Mary Guerin in London.